My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady. He represents the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District, and he is the chairman of the Joint Economic Committee. Each month, that committee carefully goes over the numbers from the Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics about how this nation is heading in terms of job creation. The jobs report issued last Friday was less than encouraging, showing that while the unemployment rate fell from 7.0 to 6.7 in December, there were only 74,000 jobs created, which is well over 100,000 short of what most analysts expected. The main reason for the drop was 347,000 Americans, roughly, dropped out of the labor force. So we want to get the congressman's thoughts on that, how to get jobs started, and his thoughts on some of the other economic debates going on Capitol Hill right now. And, sir, it's always great to have you with us. Happy New Year.
Oh, Greg, thanks. Happy New Year to you.
Well, obviously, as I said, 6.7% now, under 7% for the first time in a while in terms of the official unemployment rate. But the reason seems to be because fewer and fewer people are even trying to find work because they can't find it. So what is your sense about where we stand now in terms of our economy, given that we had seen some relatively encouraging numbers in terms of GDP and so forth not that long ago?
Yeah, I think actually everyone was really looking for a very strong jobs number. And the report, as you said, was very weak. I think the average public is a little confusing, and you know, very weak, very few jobs created last month, but the unemployment rate goes down a long way. And the obvious answer, as you point out, is this: a lot of people have just given up looking for work, or if they've left work, they just aren't looking for another one. And right now, unfortunately, we actually have fewer people employed, just a percentage of adults in America, than we did when the recession ended. And so in some ways, we've gone backwards in this area. And obviously, you know, what our local businesses tell us, you know, the new taxes that landed on top of them, the health care law is having a real impact on hiring. You know, the worry about red tape that they're all experiencing, and now we have these recommendations that you force local companies to pay $5,000 more a worker through the minimum wage. This general discussions we need to equalize out of Washington people's income. You know, none of that encourages hiring. And I think the bottom line answer is Washington needs to get out of the way of this recovery.
So what are small businesses doing right now? Are they just simply waiting for circumstances to change? Are they downsizing in response to what they're seeing? How are they handling all this?
Well, what they tell us is that they are cutting hours and limiting new hires because of the health care law specifically. Also, but, you know, they're seeing more customers come through the front door. But as you pointed out, you know, really varies from month to month, so they don't have confidence there. Small businesses just saw a major increase in their taxes, thanks to the White House's insistence on higher taxes for some. And so all of that says they are either cutting hours or holding back. They just don't want to add that new worker. Now what they tell us with the minimum wage, you know, that will increase their costs dramatically. They may look at cutting more hours or jobs.
Congressman, you talked about the president's health care plan, higher taxes, regulatory issues. What we're hearing a lot from Republicans, of course, and we heard this in the last Congress too, is that House Republicans and some Democrats have come together to pass a lot of bills that are just simply gathering dust over on the Senate side. Out of those bills, which ones do you think would specifically do the most good in dealing with some of those situations we've just been talking about?
You know, I think the one right off the bat, and I think by some estimations, there are as many as 150 jobs bills passed out of the House sitting in the Senate. I think number one has to be approving the Keystone XL pipeline because that is a project, shovel-ready project by the private sector that could create literally tens of thousands of very good-paying jobs. You know, that ought to be job bill number one over there. Secondly, you know, I think within the president's new health care law, you know, the mandates on businesses that they postpone a year didn't solve the problem. Businesses are still reluctant to hire. I think you take away that mandate, allow that law to be merely optional for people and businesses, I think you'd see some hiring as well.
Let's talk about some of the other key issues now, Congressman. One of those that certainly was on your plate as soon as you got back to Washington after the holidays was unemployment insurance and a bipartisan deal just before you went on break. An extension was not given because years past, that extension was granted in pretty large ways from what it was traditionally before the recession started. So obviously, some folks, probably more on the right than the left, thought it was time to end those after a certain number of weeks. But the president clearly made this a major issue leading back up to your return in Washington. So now it looks like more that the Republican position is, okay, we'll extend it for a little while, but the spending's got to be paid for with cuts somewhere else. Where do you come down in all this?
You know, I don't think we ought to extend the emergency benefits, and that's what this is. These are emergency benefits beyond what the state gives of half a year, beyond extra unemployment benefits if your unemployment rate is high in your state. These are emergency benefits designed for the unemployment when it's high and going higher. The president tells us unemployment's lowered in all 50 states. The emergency is over. And I think that the measure of America's compassion for those who don't have a job is not how long you keep them on unemployment, it's how soon you get them into a good-paying job. I think the focus in Washington, these folks are crying out for a job. And I think just extending it 3 months or some short period doesn't help them get back to work.
Congressman, it's pretty clear that income inequality, quote-unquote, is going to be one of the Democratic calling cards here in this midterm election year. Obviously, Republicans will be running quite a bit on Obamacare and some other issues, but what do you see as your personal rebuttal to the income inequality argument, as well as what your party's likely to say in response to it?
Well, you know, I just reject the whole premise. I think that it is not the government's role to equalize everyone's income. You know, I think it's our role to provide as unfettered opportunity as you can for individuals to climb up that economic ladder. And the truth of the matter is, today, if you start at the very bottom rung, if you're born into a family with very low skills and in some of the poorest in the country, you have a better chance of moving up the economic ladder into the middle class than the wealthy do staying at their station. Because in America, individual decisions on education, on work, on marriage, on family, all the factors that help you move up the economic ladder are available. And I really think, you know, I don't trust the government to equalize income, but I do trust the free market system, Apple, others, to give us opportunities that allow us to move up that ladder. That's where I think the focus ought to be.
Do you expect in your reelection campaign, as well as the party as a whole, to have a focused and coherent rebuttal?
Do, and it's going to be focused on equal opportunity, the opportunity to pull yourself up that economic ladder through hard work, through education, through opportunities, because I tell you, it is America's strength. Government, not so good at that. And all we have to do is look at this new health care law to realize, boy, they do not have the answers for families.
Talking with Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He's the chairman of the Joint Economic Committee. And one other issue we want to get your thoughts on, sir. It just came out today, so I don't know how much you've had a chance to look over this proposed omnibus bill totaling about $1.1 trillion. It appears that there's been certainly quite a bit of agreement between the various chairmen of the relevant committees here. Some folks that are still worried about this say it's still not good enough in restoring some of those veterans benefits that didn't make it into the package back in December. What's your first read on this?
Yeah, a couple thoughts. We started looking at it when it came online at 8 o'clock last night. For conservatives, there's some things like in this to take this part of the budget back to basically the Bush years, I think, is rolling back all the president's spending since then, really not only freezes the Obamacare funding, but actually cuts dollars out of that, cuts funding out of this new Independent Payment Advisory Board, cuts the IRS and the EPA back, the EPA funding level by almost 20%, and more importantly, restores defense by keeping the funding at the current level. That really helps in readiness. You know, I think the one very helpful thing in the Ryan Murray budget was to force both Republicans and Democrats to do their jobs. For conservatives, I think appropriations are the best way to rein in the regulators who are out of control today. And I also think we ought to have nationally a healthy discussion on how we save military retirement for our younger workers and continue military readiness, because it's sort of like Social Security. If you look out ahead, you know, that promise to our military veterans won't be kept unless we start to make some changes. I'm open to what those best changes might be, but we really, politically, I know it's difficult, but we ought to have a discussion to make sure we keep that commitment.
So what I hear you saying is, while probably not perfect in a number of ways, in an era of divided government, this is looking like a step forward considering where we've been the last few years?
Well, for conservative priorities, it certainly is. And as long as we, with sort of 2-1 up here in Washington between the president and Democrats against us, you know, these are pretty, I think, probably as good a win as we're going to get until we can win some elections.
Well, and we'll see how those turn out later in the year. Congressman, always great to have you with us. Thanks so much for your time.
Greg, thank you. Take care.
You too, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, again, represents his state's 8th Congressional District, and he is the chairman of the Joint Economic Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.